Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get me a ticket for the airplane. I ain't got time to take a fast
track. Come back. It's, Joe Cocker, Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a business advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is the author of many books on small business and technology, including the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. He is the president, the editor of Small Technology.com, an outstanding website I encourage you to check out. He's so busy helping small businesses maximize the technology that is available to them. And again, for all that you do and for hanging out with us, you were helping us. You did a great job in the last segment of helping us understand the concept of big data, how it works and on us, and started talking a little bit how it could work within our organizations. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about what does it take to actually, what would big data writ small? Big data writ small.
Sure.
What would big data look like in a small business relationship with its customers, and how would they pull that off, and how do they decide if it's for them or not?
Sure. Let me give two examples. Let's use an example of a shop, one of the most basic little stores you can all identify
with.
So two examples. I'm a customer, and I come to the flower shop. On the CRM side of things, which is still big data, being able to know that this customer is my most valued customer, let me have a little pop-up on my cash register, my point of sale system come up,
mm-hmm.
to give them a discount spot. That's
mm-hmm.
one example. Second
all right,
example.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I mm-hmm. get this straight.
Yep.
So they come in, or they call in, or whatever, and somehow you've had it programmed already that
right.
when this person buys from you the third time, you give them a discount. So
absolutely.
This is their third time, and without you. Remember it, the algorithms, the program
mm-hmm.
popped it up and told you to give them a discount.
Correct.
That's small business big data right there, and it's available to you. Go ahead.
And it's not just for the big guys. I mean, it's powerful, Jim. We love to be delighted, and this ties into customer service and all kind of things. So the second example, just to show people, really for you, and this is bigger data, this is really big data, let's take a look at Google Analytics or other tools like that. The tool doesn't matter. You can see your flower shop, and you think that it's just a local area, but you wonder, why are people buying flowers from me 10 miles down the road?
Mm-hmm.
Using analytical software, Google Analytics and your own base and others, you can see, wait a minute, we have a 20% customer base 10 miles down the road. Should I open up a flower shop 10
mm-hmm.
miles down the road? This
mm-hmm.
is the power of data and CRM combined.
Right. Or you find out that you've got online customers.
Mm-hmm.
in the next town.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
absolutely.
You don't want to open up a shop over there, but maybe you identify a delivery service that makes it quicker. So whatever. As you say, you're aggregating behavior of customers,
mm-hmm.
not their privacy,
right.
but their behavior. That's what does more than anything, right? It really aggregates behavior, doesn't it?
Correct. Absolutely.
And activity.
Right. And that's important. And that's the kind of thing that going onto the bigger side, people understanding Hulu, Netflix, these online videos, why do you think they say, click here if this ad is for you, so they can serve you more targeted ads? It's a bit creepy, but small businesses can do the very same thing. When people walk into your auto repair shop, your flower shop, your online business, why not serve them better
right.
how they want to be served?
I've got a friend who owns a pretty, one of the most sophisticated, one of the most dynamic men's women's clothing businesses in the country. And it's still a small business, family-run business. And whenever somebody comes in, their CRM, their big data, which they've been doing for years, tells them how close this person is to his birthday.
Yes. Yeah.
Or his wife's, or their anniversary, or the last time he was in, what he bought. And by the way, how's that suit working out, that Hart Schaffer Mark
mm-hmm.
suit you bought last time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been about a year. It tells them that information. And here's the thing, that kind of thing, when it's this is how, in my opinion, Ramon, small business owners keep it from getting anything that it can get you, any information it can get you about the customer and their relationship with you, makes customers believe that's enriching the experience for them.
Absolutely.
That's how you use big data, so that you grow the experience, enhance the experience, and you don't move the needle on their creepy dial.
That's exactly right, Jim. I mean, me and my wife were in Puerto Rico at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel a few years ago. They brought up chocolate chip cookies, milk, and a bottle of wine. I don't drink, so I gave the wine to my kids. But this is a practical example of how we small businesses can do it, too. And, Jim, you mentioned birthdays. Fusionsoft, the CRM software, as you know, I work with them.
Yep.
And one of our customers asks for dates of birth from his customers so he can touch them.
Right.
It's not just a Salesforce batch. Right. All these great companies have CRM software, but it's important.
We know they learned all this from insurance agents.
Wow.
For 100 years, insurance agents and jewelers. My jeweler does this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say my wife's jeweler. but anyway, my insurance agent used to call me and wish me a happy birthday or tell me to remind me to not forget my wife's birthday or whatever. They've been doing it for years, but they were doing it with a card file.
Yeah.
Every day they'd come to work and they'd go through the card file for today's date, and there would be the dates in there.
Yeah.
Automated. It was unautomated, but now you can do the same thing, can't you?
Absolutely.
And you have the ability. Now, does Infusionsoft have a product or can pull this off?
We do that for sure. So I'm not going to go there.
No. It's okay. I want to give them a place to go, folks. There are more people out there, other people too. But I want to give you a place to start. I always like doing that. So infusionsoft.com.
Yeah, infusionsoft.com.
Okay, so what do they look for when they get there?
I would look for a demo and look for studies of other people like the small businesses listening.
What would it be called?
Case studies, and
look for a CRM. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Ramon Race.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.